Proclamation number 8473 of 20th of April, 1963. Bids and coercion are not God's will. Also, this is not my will, that the people are handicapped in their free decision, that they are given commandments, after which they are allowed to move only in the limits of what again people only have determined. Free will is the decisive factor in human life, for it alone gets done the maturing of the soul, but it also can fail, because it is completely free. If now the freedom of this will is cut, then people get guilty in doing it. But the man himself is the gift, to be able to use his mind, and he could make himself free from this fetter of the coercion of will. But most times he does not find the courage in the face of the human orders. But I ask the question, why do you just now follow this order so eagerly, while otherwise you easily break the commandments? It is much required from you humanely, and you don't consider it. Why are you obedient, when it is required from you to believe everything unconditionally, what is offered to you? Why don't you obtain yourselves a clear light, before you accept teachings as truth? For upon which indifference do you break the commandments, which I myself have given to you? How do you behave without passion to the commandment of neighborly love? But you follow the commandments eagerly adopted by people. And how much light would you receive, if you fulfilled the commandments of love? All veils would fall from your eyes too, which covered the truth until now. And you would ask one thing, who gives you the guarantee, that you have been presented pure truth? And even the slightest doubt means, that you open yourselves to the light, that you desire truth, and then also this desire can be fulfilled. To put the people in a kind of compulsory state is a great offense against me, who I have given free will to all my creatures, for which they must also justify themselves one day. And this is especially significant, because it has to do with the upward development of the soul, that presupposes free will. The spiritual maturation can only promote that, what is done in free will. And you prevent this development of soul by putting your neighbors in a compulsory state through commandments, so that a free decision is made impossible for them. Indeed, everyone could break free of this tutelage, if he is only doing for truth in best earnest. But he likes shifting his own responsibility and does what people demand from him, but not that, what I demand, that they live in love. But always a life in love contributes to the clarity of mind, and then the person will also know, that I never could be the author of such commandments, that might cut man from his spiritual freedom. You shall not accept anything, before you may have thought about it, and you only shall ask for my help always, so that your thinking is right. And believe it, you will have joy with the thoughts, that rise in you after a heartfelt prayer to me, for it is my will, that you walk in truth, and therefore I will put you also the right feeling for truth in the heart, and you will be able to break away from all error slightly, as soon as you will accept me myself as the right teacher, if you come first to me, to receive enlightenment from me. This doesn't have to be an obvious process of literal interpretation, because I have many ways to bring the truth to you, and that you also recognize this as truth. I direct your thoughts, and you believe then, that it is your own thought, but you are also fully convinced, that it is right. And know, that the fellow man has no right to blank out your own thinking, as he commands you indubitably to accept what he teaches you. I didn't give this right to any man, to curtail the freedom of the will, but the man himself is to decide what he wants to accept and reject. Because once he will have to answer for that, because it is about his spiritual maturation. But if he puts the fulfilling of commandments of love before anything else, so his maturation is also guaranteed, then he will come to the truth by himself more and more, and he has not got to give up so much of error, when he enters the spiritual kingdom. For his light is strong and breaks through the darkness, which means any error for a soul. Love alone is necessary to mature and to stand in truth. But who doesn't have love, will hardly get out of darkness, because he is not helped by the alleged means of grace, to which the man relies too easily, who is not in the truth. Amen.